miles away in Ghana before your parents were born. Yes, a chick bar. A chick bar. But not an ordinary chick bar. He was half spider and half man. His name was Ananti. And he laughed like this. And his favorite food to eat was yam. He loved yam so much that he used to think of it. And this is the song he used to sing. I love yam so much. Yam is the best food you can ever eat. You can use it to make tofu or panda jam. Yam is great with ogusi soup. Yam, you can eat it with okra. Yam is the best. You cannot throw it away. Yam is the best. He also loved yam so much that he wanted to spend as much time with them. One day he had an idea. So he called his wife. Antita, Braha Sisiala, Mr. Braha, come here now. He told his wife that when he died, he would want to be buried in the village yam garden. So one day, he was just eating a yam. I can see the last bite. And then he pretended to die. When they were about to bury him, then they remembered they had to wait for the priest to come to pray over him, so they left him in the garden. Each night, no one was coming, so night he thought, it's time to get my move. So every day, he tried to go and steal the yam, so he would always steal 10, 20, 30, 40 yams. So the villagers began to get fed up, and they decided to make a scarecrow, and they smothered honey around it. That night, when Ananti went to eat the yam, he saw someone in the distance. He was like, "Hey you, come here, the yams are mine, not yours, they're mine, go away now!" The man says, Ananti says, "You come here now, the yams are mine!" But the man didn't go away.
And it was a scarecrow. Scarecrows can't walk or talk.
So Ananti went over to the man and tried to push him down the hill. But his hands were stuck. So he had tried to get his hands off of his legs, but his legs were stuck. So he tried to get him off of his head, but his head was stuck. So in the morning, when the villagers came, they were shocked to see Ananti. And Antisa was like, "Mira, hey, how about you?" And he was like, he just stayed still, so that they would think it was not him. And then they said it again and again, and they were like, "What can I do there? What?" Everyone was talking about it. And finally, when they managed to get him off, they said, "So it was you. You always had to take the yams." And he said, "Sorry, yes it was." And then they said, if you love yam so much, you're never allowed to have yam again. Only once a week. And everyone else is allowed to take yam as much yams as they want. Do you hear me?" And then, never.